This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2160. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 13th, Antarctica, Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, International, Kazakhstan, Christmas Island, Korea North and South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Malaysia, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Poland, Romania, Russia, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, Purple Power, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More monitoring by myself using remotes in Argentina of LRA 36 Antarctica 15475.98 reduced carrier USB. It was on the air Saturday, October 8th, but only between 1449 and 1505. It lasted much longer on Wednesday, October 12th, from 1443 to 1617. That happened to be what was once known as Columbus Day, or El Dia de la Raza. Shortwave Australia, the low-power private station, is most reported on 4835, as heard by Ron Howard in California, or by Gary Pence using remotes in California, but Craig Seeger in Australia, and Australian DX News, says he also heard it on the parallel frequency 2310, going strong, September 28th at 0737, but not as good as 4835. Following the hurricane in Cuba, Radio Enciclopedia 530 kHz was slow to return, so there was no interference when I heard a station in South Asian talk and music, October 9th at 0706 on 530 kHz. That had to be CHLO, Brampton, Ontario, a 250-watt station serving the Toronto market as multicultural. I took a look at their website for the schedule and see lots of blank blocks, including the time I heard it, but otherwise mostly in Hindi or Punjabi. In Oklahoma, we're only 1 megameter from WSM 650 in Nashville, which ought to own the frequency as a clear channel station. Nevertheless, by nulling WSM, I hear some talk in English from some other station. October 7th at 0641, I was able to copy the call-in phone number, which led directly to CKOM in Saskatoon. Guess what? All its night power is supposed to go north, only a minor lobe south on day pattern. So it's yet another Canadian invading American airspace on AM with 10 kilowatts. Should you hear a Chinese broadcaster on 21285 in the so-called 15-meter ham band, here's an explanation from Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, as heard between 09 and 10 UT on October 7th. It is, as he does not call this, a leapfrog mixing product of two CNR1 jammers on 21695 and 21490, another 205 kHz below. The more formal name for this kind of thing is intermodulation. Here's another example of a leapfrog mixing product, 6140, two Radio Havana Cuba frequencies, 6060 and 6100, mixing another 40 kHz beyond. At least there was a JBA carrier there, October 6th at 0642. However, 1 week later, October 13th at 0630, there was a stronger signal on 6140 up to S7, but could not detect any modulation, while the other Cubans were modulating, so further research needed. Of course, something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba. October 11th at 0640, I had RHC English on 11670, 10 over 9. That frequency is supposed to be only in Spanish and off by 0500. But it sometimes happens. They fail to change the same transmitter to one of the 49-meter band frequencies. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, has another observation like this. There's an English broadcast at 19 to 20 UT, supposed to be only on 15140. But October 12th at 19:30, English was also on 13680 instead of scheduled French. He says each day, each hour, a different random combination. As a matter of fact, he's quoting word for word something I said a while ago. I continued to check for Radio Cairo's English broadcast from 2115, scheduled on 9440. Sometimes it's totally missing, such as no signal on October 7th or 10th. But when it is on the air, it's extremely distorted and a total failure, such as October 8th and 12th. Something's always egregious in Egypt or amiss at Abbas. This could be too from Wolfgang Dusel, headed unknown. Likely transmission from Abbas, Egypt, heard in Central Europe, on 9892.590. A powerful 15/9 signal, but an empty strong carrier, no scratching, no modulation at all. October 12th at 0144. Spanish is scheduled nearby from midnight 45 until 0200. Here's a mystery on 15185, which I filed tentatively under Ethiopian on. It comes from communication of the British DX Club, citing observations in September by Dave Kenny and Tony Rogers. An ID broadcast on 15185 daily at 16 to 1630, apparently targeting Ethiopia in Amharic or Oromo. Opening announcement sounded like Yamaria ala makas radio li ti programa sinu. So if something like ala makas radio, it cuts off at exactly 1830, often while the programming is in progress. IB also lists this as an unknown station in the Tigrinya language from the Issoudun, France transmitter site. In the British DX Club, Gagar Paul in Austria forwards a post from ADX by Christian Milling of the low-power German shortwave station in Karlkrekel for their B-22 scheduling, knowing that they'll be carrying nothing but Radio Slovakia International in several of its languages on 6005 daily between 11 and 16 UT, and on 3985 between 17 and 20 UT. Alan Rowe observes this is a big cutback in broadcasts from Kal, including loss of many other relays, including Ukraine, Tirana, Bulgaria, and Prague. Not mentioned is Mi Amigo on another frequency, 6085. But Christian Milling confirms that will be continuing. This may also impede WRMI resuming and continuing relays of Ukraine, Tirana, and Prague, as I think the German station had been an intermediary in getting the audio files to RMI. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard continues to monitor the recently reactivated Indonesian on 7289.93, RRI Nabire Program 1. Unfortunately, it's a short transmission and in the middle of my night, so I've not yet heard it. On October 8th, Ron had it from TuneIn at 0850 until it went off in mid-song at 0907. And on October 10th, from TuneIn at 0747 till cut off in mid-song at 0840. October 12th, from TuneIn at 0823 till off in mid-song again at 0915. Meanwhile, some others are hearing it using remotes in Japan and Canada. Wolfgang Bischel also heard it on October 12th and measured it on exactly 7289.9245. Yet another log also on October 12th from Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil at 0906 to 0910 when it was very, very poor. The word boy has been eliminated, but the Scout Jamboree on the Air takes place this year, October 14th to 16th, using ham radio to contact each other around the world. We're reminded by the Southgate Amateur Radio Club via Australian DX News and linking to the IARU website where there's a list of World Scout frequencies. In turn, from the JOTA Handbook of 2022, here are the ones for phone contacts: 3690, 3940, 7090, 7190, 14290, 18140, 21360, 24960, 28390, and 50.160. Following up last week's item about Beeline Kazakhstan dropping 15 Russian TV channels, the following issue of Rusty X modifies that report. They decided not to stop broadcasting the first channel and Russian 24, but I guess they're still dropping the other ones, according to Riafan.ru via telesatinfo.ru. We continue to check almost every night after 06 UT for Radio Kiribati on Kurismus Island, 846 kHz, and it's usually a just barely audible carrier, but not always. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark says its signature frequency is actually 4 hertz low, and there's some irregularities in the schedule. It had been disappearing on Sundays and Wednesdays, but it's not always those nights when it's missing. I could detect it on October 8th, but not on October 9th, 11th, or 12th. But on the 12th, it was picked up by Gary Pence using a remote in Hawaii and or in Washington State and Oregon. And here's a correction to last week when Ellen Holder on the Isle of Wight said that Voice of Korea Pyongyang had already gone to its winter frequencies. Actually, further monitoring indicated they had changed the announcements to the winter set of frequencies, but they were still broadcasting on the summer frequencies. Someone at VOK made a blunder and got the date wrong, perhaps October 3rd instead of 30th, when B-22 comes into effect. By the way, when in use, 12015 will be co-channeled to radio teletype from the U.S. Navy's NSS in Maryland. Ron Howard reports this week's new frequencies as of Monday, October 10th, for Echo of Hope, VOH, from South to North Korea. Heard at 0845, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. That's when there is a program in English and Korean. This was about a dugout canoe used by indigenous people 3,000 years ago, recovered from a lake in Wisconsin. Alan Holder has a notice from KBS World Radio. Beginning with the B-22 season, October 30th, English at 14 to 16 UT will be on 9630 instead of 9785. But the target area for that is India. There'll still be an English to North America at 13 to 14 on 15575 with zero reception possibilities for much of the season. Who knows, North Americans, at least in the West, might have better luck on 9630, aimed the opposite way. In Australian DX News, Gavin Waters in Victoria reports Radio Kuwait in English on 15530. A huge signal most days, better on sync to lower sideband on the Sony 2010 or Drake R8B, as there is a heterodyne on the upper sideband. However, on September 16th, he says, English broadcast from the national FM station starts at 0500, often with a religious lesson or reading. At 0600 during the news, the audio was quite distorted and overmodulated. The program after that, clearer but still somewhat distorted. As reported last week, Malaysia promised to be back on shortwave by October 9th. Didn't quite make it, but Ron Howard was hearing it again by October 11th, 9835 Sarawak FM at 0945 UT with the usual format of a DJ playing pop songs, but also reciting from the Quran. It had been off the air for maintenance. Also back the only other frequency with separate programming, 11665 YFM, WAI. That one's also reported by Lucio Otavio Bobovnik in Brazil on October 12th, before and after 09 UT with short music. And Zaharis Liangas in Greece says the Sarawak frequency once again shifted upwards at 0603 October 13th on 9836.7. It was monitoring via remotes in Indonesia and the Philippines. The media magazine You Monitor with Your Mind, World of Radio 2160, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Joe Caberlin, VE1EJ in Ontario, who sent some U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, NID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. During a local power failure, but I probably could have heard it anyway by nulling WGN on 720, I heard the Lord's Prayer in Spanish, October 7th at 0635 UT. Surely the closest overtly RCC Latin station, Radio Católica in Managua, Nicaragua, listed as 25 kilowatts, but supposedly not on the air after 0430, according to WRTH last year. It's probably the easiest Nikki, not usually reported, from the USA. By the way, not one, but two medium-wave DX editors would not allow me to use the nickname Nikki. The voice of Nigeria is making itself very hard to hear, just below 7255 kilohertz. I check almost every night after 06 UT and Sometimes there's a carrier, but usually nothing at all. And before and after 18UT via the remote in the Canary Islands when it's supposed to be in English. Usually nothing, but sometimes a barely audible carrier. This concerns Oklahoma, but I wonder if there's a similar situation in other states. The Oklahoma Educational Television Authority, OETA, is the only TV broadcaster covering the entire state, not only from 4 full-power transmitters, but also 14 translators filling in all the gaps. Not only about broadcasting, but there's something called PBS WARN, W-A-R-N, standing for Warning Alert Response Network. OETA says its infrastructure plays a crucial role in protecting Oklahoma communities by ensuring uninterrupted distribution of wireless emergency alerts, WEAs, including severe weather warnings and amber alerts, to every corner of the state. Agencies such as the federal FEMA may instantly send warnings from geo-targeted cell phone towers directly to a nearby user's mobile device. However, this system needs upgrading, but Governor Stitt has vetoed funding for this as of October 5th. You may read the full story about this in my published reports. October 11th and 12th, there were several interruptions in the high-power longwave station in Poland, 225 kHz, causing concern in the British DX Club among Mike Terry, Paul Geiger in Austria, and Simon Hockenhull, but apparently it was just for maintenance and they did come back so far. More irregularity causing concern in our group, namely the Chiganeshti transmitter number 1 of Radio Romania International. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says as of October 9th, the 11850 frequency for English at 18UT had been missing at least since October 6th. Also on October 9th, Ricky Leong in Alberta says, I've not been able to hear the 03UT broadcast in North America on either scheduled frequencies for the last few days. Maybe it's just propagation. But then on October 10th, Wolfgang Büschel found all 5 of their transmitters at both sites on the air between 15 and 17UT. Alan Holder agrees, including English at 17. Glad they did not have to send off for a new component from China. Here's a strange item. Walt Samany forwards a Twitter report, including a brief video showing a Moscow radio tower on fire. We can see the flames coming out of the very top of the tower, certainly an unusual situation. So I'm wondering if it was originally fake, as this did not make the mainstream news that I'm aware of. However, it was not the major tower in Moscow, Ostakino. Last week we mentioned Engebelat, the Kurdish clandestine, on 7285 until 0530 near Bulgaria. On October 3rd, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reported this situation, as heard in Western Europe. The Turkish jammer switched on at exactly 0402UT, 16 hertz above 7285, but it was stronger than Dengewelat, which is on the exact 7285 frequency. The jamming consists of Turkish music. English to North America at 22UT from Voice of Turkey on 9830 was missing on October 8th. Best reception here was on October 7th, when it was 21 hertz above the frequency. Just a bit of a hum. On October 10th, it was somewhat undermodulated, and on the 12th, the same exact frequency had that awful squeal. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says BBC World Service has stopped its transmissions for Ukraine and Russia as of October 11th. You may recall shortly after the invasion, BBC added some broadcasts eastward from Wooferton. They couldn't be bothered to use Russian or Ukrainian, so they're just in English. They were between 12 and 15 on 15740 and 19 to 21 UT on 11680. Alexander Busniag in Germany reports perfect DRM reception of BBC World Service on 3955, October 12th at 05 to 06 UT in XHE-AAC mode D. Excellent robustness and very good audio quality with just 8.22 kbps. He says the BBC XHE AAC DRM transmission should serve as an example for every shortwave broadcaster in the world. This is how shortwave should sound in 2022. However, he says there was bad audio when I decoded this directly via the Kiwi SDR, but very good audio quality with Dream version 2 2X, which is compatible with XHE-D. AAC. Got that? Since WRMI canceled what had been our first broadcast of the week of each edition, UT Friday at 0130 on 5850 and 7730, and then those two frequencies have been off the air since the hurricane, the next possible time for World of Radio would be UT Friday at 0330 on 7780. However, that's another frequency still not restored, but last week I tuned around and found World of Radio was airing at that time on an unscheduled frequency, 9455. Who knows if this will continue, but try it. UT Friday at 0330 on 9455. A Radio World article about WRMI last week said, so far we have three antennas probably destroyed beyond repair, one to Europe, one to Africa, and one to Central America and the South Pacific. So that implies these frequencies would be not coming back for some time, 15770 and or 7730 to Europe, 21525 to Africa, 7780 to Central America. And that one affects several World of Radio broadcasts. That was as of October 4th. Since then, almost day by day, all the other frequencies have been restored as the antenna feed lines have been repaired. Meanwhile, WRMI has established a GoFundMe campaign, which is reachable via their website, WRMI.net. They say, we need your help to get us back on the air to Europe and Africa. We have no insurance for the antenna farm due to the huge cost of insurance premiums. The goal is to raise $60,000, but with a long way to go. Jeff White has kept us informed via FB posts about the work being done to bring everything back online. And here's the latest one as I record from October 13th, circa 19 UT. We were not able to get 15770 back on air today due to a lot of repairs that were necessary, but we'll make every effort to get it back on by late tomorrow, Friday, if at all possible. At that point, we will proceed with 5850, 7570, 7780, and 21525, not necessarily in that order. Some of the programs on these frequencies are being aired at their normal times on one or more of our frequencies that are already on the air, so check out 5010, 5800, 5950, 7730, 9395, 9455, and 9955 kHz. In the wake of the gigadollar judgment against Alex Jones, I can't help but wonder how the people at WWCR managed to live with themselves for continuing to put all that vitriol from him on the air. Now some USA medium wave items. As expected last week, KGO 810 San Francisco did make a sudden flip on Monday, October 10th, from news talk to sports betting, to the lamentations of many. Mike Terry Ford's a Radio Insights story that 1010 WINS New York, the most listened to news station in the country, they say, will finally be simulcast on 92.3 FM, but it's HD2, not the main FM channel. It has been known as Alt 92.3 WNYL. Not all clear in this story what will continue to be on the main channel and HD1 of 92.3 in New York. This from Paul Dobosch in the Michigan ARE tip sheet. A little over a year ago, WFNI 1070, formerly WIBC in Indianapolis, went dark after their transmitter site became too valuable a piece of real estate to house towers and gophers. It was sold for redevelopment, and the towers were torn down. The station had a one-year deadline to return to the air or surrender their license. So the owner, Emmis Communications, erected an antenna atop their high-rise corporate headquarters building in downtown Indy and began operations from there at reduced power. The antenna is on the roof at about 170 feet above ground with a power of about 200 watts. He says the signal covers the inside of the I-465 loop with some coverage into the first ring of suburbs outside the loop. Paul says, how do I know so much about this? Because the antenna in use is one that I design for a consulting client. The Information Station Specialist, HPR-0990, is now being used by several AM broadcast stations that have either lost their antenna due to weather accident or loss of site availability. What makes this unique is the fact that it is the first high-rise rooftop installation for a commercial broadcast station. Well, in the U.S. maybe, but I know that's not uncommon in Latin America. FCC News from NRC DX News. Application for special temporary authorization denied. 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, California. With U2 10,000 slant 1,000 watts denied. The station said it has been operating with 1 kilowatt non-directional at night for at least 25 years because the night pattern does not cover much of the area. The FCC says now interference to KRLD would allow only 28 watts at night non-directional, and the station gives no technical reason it cannot use its licensed 5 kilowatt directional night facilities. So the application is denied, and KSCO must terminate its unauthorized non-directional operation at night immediately. October 7th at 0708 UT, I was surprised to hear a Southeast Asian tonal language on 1160 kHz interfering with KSL. Nothing such is in the listings. I asked the IRCA group. Mike Tammy and Paul Walker said it's KBDT in Dallas, Texas, which was recently sold. BDT stood for Big D Talk in English, of course, so now they're going to have to come up with a different slogan to match it in Vietnamese. Check out their own website, which is SaigonDallasRadio.com. And I found some strange subtitling on their very site. Snot Rocket, Cock Socket, Hot Pocket. Maybe that means something in Vietnamese. Didn't get very far trying translating back and forth. As of last week's program, Radio Vanuatu was missing again from 7260 or the harmonics of 3945. But by October 8th, it was back again. We could still hear 7260, the fundamental, until 0659, when it switches to 3945, but putting out better signals on harmonics 7890 and 11835. I can at least hear 11835, and Gary Pence and Ron Howard have also been monitoring it with considerable audio for them. However, on occasion, Ron Howard could not hear it, but it was apparently still on the air, but not propagating. They might have tried harder to stay on the air because October 13th was Election Day in Vanuatu. In fact, Ron Howard says it was a wonderfully entertaining reception, October 13th on 11835. Tony Megan in Sydney, Australia, reports English from Voice of Vietnam on medium wave, 1071 kHz. October 11th at 1010 UT. It's supposed to be a 400 kilowatt domestic service, but that is a time when English is scheduled on the shortwave external service. In the Nassau flash sheet, Vince Henley says, a sticky rubber coating seems to plague all Eton radios, but a household compound called Purple Power seems to take the sticky coating off with modest elbow grease. Most solvents will damage the radio's plastic case, but Purple Power appears to be safe. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Active geomagnetic conditions expected October 15th and 16th, 20th and 21st, with AN Candices peaking at 12 and 4. Also October 27th and 29th, up to 15 and 4 on October 28th, 20 and 5 by October 30th, and again on November 5th. Solar flux rising from 130 October 16th to 160 by November 1st. And so concludes World of Radio 2160. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening. I hope you found it informative. And will make a point of hearing me again next week as I conclude with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.